My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia with you up until 8 o'clock. Glad you could be with us on this beautiful Monday night in South Florida. A little rain, well, that's probably the norm. The high school season now is going to the fifth week. Crazy. We waited for this darn thing since last December. It's speeding along really quickly. But so far, when you're undefeated through your first three games, it's probably going just the way you plan, with wins over Dillard, Miramar, and West Broward. The Plantation Colonels under first-year head coach Darryl Strong are 3-0, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and appreciate it. And pretty decent start so far.
Yeah, we started off good. Hopefully we can end it that way.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, the strength of your schedule is yet to come with the tough district with the Heritage and certainly New Orleans being teams that have played extremely well. But the one thing that people don't understand, and I said this earlier in the program, that what happens during May, June, July, and August dictate what happens in the fall. Talk about that, because I probably more than any team that I saw this summer, you were everywhere and you gave these kids an opportunity to get better and believe in themselves. Talk about that.
Yeah, those months are crucial, especially when you got a new head coach and a new defensive coordinator. So you want to get out there and get your systems put in, and you want to run it and build that, you know, that camaraderie. That way the guys can, when it comes to the football season, you know, it'll look good and everybody not on the same page.
And that's 100%. And not only that, it gives you an opportunity, you know, to play in 7-on-7s and get a little bit of a taste. You beat Coco this year over to FAU. You've played extremely well everywhere you went. You got into the Final Four down at that Ransom Everglades tournament. And plus, your linemen started showing up different places. You go to camps and see them. And I tell coaches, you know, I saw you over at Florida Atlantic this year, and I told you, I said, this is huge. These kids kids don't understand sacrificing this 95, 96 degree weather with 105% humidity is all going to be worth it once September and October comes. And as you head into this week's game against South Broward, you have an opportunity to do something that this program hasn't been able to do, is get off to a 4-0 start before the Heritage games and the Ely and such. Talk about that, what it feels like to be getting off maybe to a possible 4-0 start.
It feels good. I definitely think it's something that we needed going into, you know, the gauntlet of our schedule that we got coming up. I actually think that the South Broward game going to be tougher than a lot of people think. South Broward got always have talent down there. So, yeah, we're definitely not taking this game lightly, but we definitely want to leave out this game 4-0 going into the gauntlet of our schedule.
Yeah, it is a gauntlet, and certainly, but something that you guys signed up for. You take over for Steve Davis, and you know as well as I do, a very well-respected coach and somebody who kind of set down the blueprint at that program. You've been there. You know the program as well as anybody. You put on that uniform. It's special. You obviously want to get a lot of the kids who play right next door to you guys on the youth football field, but certainly that's been the Wildcats have been a program. Talk about recruiting wise, how to get your kids, because you know when you played, I mean, everybody tried to get the Wildcats. They've always had those kids, but you get Gibbons, you get St. Thomas, you get Heritage that come in there. Have you been able to establish something with the youth football programs in the area where the kids are, you know, coming over and watching some of these juniors and seniors and kind of like do what you did and kind of like, wow, you know what, I want to be there someday?
You know, things have definitely changed since back when I played 20 years ago. Oh my God, make me feel old. Yeah, but
don't even start. Day,
yeah, back in my day, it was literally that was Plantation Pipeline. You know, just go from Plantation Wildcats and then you graduate and go to Plantation High School. But nowadays, things have changed. Even in the parks, you got kids from all over playing, you know, at Plantation Wildcats. So it's not just like the community, you got kids from outside of the community. That plays for Plantation, and then, you know, you get all these private schools that come in and scoop those guys up. But we're trying to build that pipeline back right now. We got coaches in other little leagues, like Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes, Pompano, Eagles. And we got coaches all spread out, a lot of the lakes. We got coaches spread out right now. We have two coaches in Plantation Wildcats. My brother and Darrell Strong and O-line coach Alex McWhorter. They're on, I want to say, 10U or 11U. So we're definitely building that pipeline back.
Yeah, I mean, and that's important. And not only for the fact that you played at a high level college, you played in the NFL, you have an opportunity now to, when it comes to recruiting, to know what a lot of these young kids are going through. You know, obviously this is a different time. And, you know, as I was just talking with Coach Bobby Rome from Florida Memorial, that the transfer portal in a lot of ways helps him, because he's getting a lot of these kids who might have played at a 1AA level or something, and they're coming to NAIA. With you, it's kind of the reverse, because you're trying to push these kids, you know, into these schools, but yet you have all these transfer portal kids. And, you know, as a college coach, yeah, I'm going to take that 19, 20-year-old kid over a 17-year-old kid who's never been, you know, out of home before. At least I'm getting a kid acclimated. How do you, I mean, I know it makes your job tougher, and I know parents don't understand that. You know, they're all, hey, how come you didn't get my kid here and there? But they have to understand the climate now with the recruiting portal. Talk about that, because I know you guys work your butt off to try to get these kids placed, but it's not as easy as it used to be.
Yeah, it's definitely not as easy as it used to be. You hit it on the head when you say the parents don't understand it. I don't think they understand it to the full extent. But, yeah, it is very hard, especially out there with the transfer portal now. And even the NIL has a lot to do with the recruiting process now. Like I said, it's hard trying to get these kids in college now because of the transfer portal. And I don't blame these college coaches. I would take a guy that has the college experience over a high school guy any day. I mean, that's right. What you want to build your program off of. I mean, nowadays these coaches don't get that much time to actually develop their program to how they want it. It's pretty much just win now. Or if you don't win, then you're out trying to find another job.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, you take a look at a lot of these things, and I know the frustration, and you're 100% right. But you're a parent who takes the kid from, and I see a lot of these kids, mom and grandma are at every practice, they're at every, football game for youth football, and then they get to the high school level and they don't understand that, even though it shouldn't be this way, but measurables kind of dictate. I mean, if you're 5'10", 150, that kid 6'2", 220 is going to get the look over you are, even whether you play head up with them or not. It's kind of the love is in the eye of the beholder, and that's just how it is. You got to prove, the Zach Thomases and people like that are far and few between. You look at Zach when he came out of high school in Texas, 5'8", 205, 210, ran like a 4.8. And nowadays, if you get that, no college is going to look at you, but he's wearing that jacket right now. And then, like I said, it's you just got to persevere. The parents got to understand. And that's where we're at. Coach, I can't thank you enough. And the way I feel about you. Congratulations on everything. We'll always support you guys no matter what. And I could personally tell everybody who's listening from Plantation High School that you and your brother and the coaching staff put in a whole lot of work in the off season, and the results so far have been positive.
Yes, we got it. We got to keep it going, and man, we just want to finish out the season strong and see what get into this district first, which
yeah.
Nolan is playing very good. I mean, Heritage is playing, they're starting to pick up, and nobody's talking about Archbishop McCarthy. I mean, that's still a team that we have to beat. So
yeah, I agree, Coach. I can't thank you enough. Best of luck this week in Hollywood.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Good stuff. Coach Darryl Strong, head coach at Plantation. He's got the Colonels off 3-0 with a game that's winnable this week. So going 4-0 until that gauntlet of a district, as he mentioned, with Miami Norland, American Heritage, and also Archbishop McCarthy, who's also doing good. Speaking about doing good, this is a time of year I saw, I told you before that colleges are really in their off weeks. They're out traveling. Last week, we had Penn State in town to see some of the athletes, Florida A&M, a lot of programs. When they have that off week, they send everybody in different directions. There's no off time.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.